The two major American political parties have nominated a record number of female candidates to lead states in the country. Voting for new governors will be held in 36 American states in November. So far, 20 women have won party nominations, breaking the record of 16 set 4 years ago. 13 represent the Democratic Party, and 7 represent the Republican Party. It's notable because this is an area where women's underrepresentation has been quite persistent, said Kelly Dittmar, Director of Research at Rutgers University Center for American Women in Politics. But it's especially important as we see major policy issues being allocated back to the states, Dittmar said, noting recent constitutional court decisions on reproductive rights and voting rights. Currently, 9 women serve as governors in the United States, the highest number in its history. It's a powerful and influential political position where we want women's voices and experiences to be heard, Dittmar said. In total, the two parties have named 47 candidates for governor. 15 nominations are still to be decided. In 5 of the governor races this year, women represent both major parties. It's a good reminder for us not to make assumptions that women are the same, in ways that we don't make that assumption for men who are competing against each other, Dittmar said. Seeing women in positions of power sends an important message to donors, voters, and future female candidates about the ability of women to succeed at the highest political levels, Dittmar said. We want enough women in these offices that there are a diversity of them. Dittmar added, "You know, we've only ever had 3 women of color governors in all of U.S. history. We only have 1 woman of color currently serving as governor. We've never had a black woman governor." I'm Faith Perlow.